this passage of Scripture that we have read this evening from the 5th chapter of the Gospel of Mark has often been described as the portion of Scripture that deals with the raising from the dead of Jairus' daughter. We cannot help, of course, but focus our attention on the broken-hearted father who comes to the Lord Jesus beseeching Him to heal his 12-year-old child. And of course, as we read through this story, we rejoice when we see the Lord Jesus enter the home, take the damsel by the hand, and raise her from her deathbed. We tend to think that this miracle is recorded to tell us what the Lord did for Jairus' daughter and nothing more. But if we look carefully at this passage of Scripture and this very well-known story, there is another story here, and there is another lesson here. A story that perhaps we have in the past overlooked, yet it is of equal importance. For this story does not merely involve the Lord Jesus and Jairus' daughter. But the story we want to concern ourselves with this evening is a story that involves the Lord Jesus and Jairus. Because tonight, I want us to consider what Jairus learned about Jesus. What Jairus learned about Jesus when he came to him that day regarding his 12-year-old daughter. We see that Jairus, of course, came to the Lord Jesus in his trial. And he learned many things about the Lord at that time. There is a lesson in itself. How often has our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ deepened? How often have we gained a fuller knowledge of Christ during our times of trial and tribulation? For it has been through those times that we have been brought into a closer walk with God, and we have learned things about Jesus Christ that we never knew before. John Bunyan, during his times of imprisonment, learned about Christ. He learned Christ during those hours and days and months and years of imprisonment. He learned about Christ in that prison cell. The knowledge he gained, he may not have gained outside that prison cell. So it was with Samuel Rutherford. When Rutherford was exiled to Aberdeen, there in his loneliness and in his exile, he learned Christ. Hence we have his wonderful letters and his wonderful sermons. That man learned Christ. Think of John, exiled to the Isle of Patmos. Would John have received that revelation of Jesus Christ had John not have been exiled to the Isle of Patmos? I don't believe so. But it was there in the Isle of Patmos that John learned about the Lord Jesus. Learned more about Christ than he'd ever known before. so it is with us. We go through our times of trial. We learn Christ. Here is Jairus, and he has this time of trial. His 12-year-old daughter is at the point of death. And that meeting with the Lord Jesus proved to be a very profitable meeting. And from that moment on, till the Lord Jesus went into the house of Jairus and raised his daughter from the dead, Jairus learned a lot about Jesus. That's what I want to consider tonight. What Jairus learned about Jesus. I notice here in the words we've read this evening, beginning at verse 22, I notice first of all, the first thing that Jairus learned about Jesus, he learned about the approachableness of Jesus Christ. That the Lord Jesus is very approachable. Now you and I may know some individual, someone in a place of authority perhaps, and we have said that individual's not very approachable. He seems to be very distant. He doesn't seem to have a concern or a care about what I have been speaking to him about. He's not very approachable. That could never be said of the Lord Jesus. You and I have learned that. Those who know Christ have learned that Christ is approachable. And that was the first lesson that Jairus learned. Consider the person of Jairus. We see from the opening words of our reading that the Lord Jesus received Jairus and received him willingly. It was the first thing that he learned. That the Lord Jesus receiveth all comers. Look at the words of verse 22. And behold. Now whenever we come across the word behold in Scripture, it is put there by the Spirit of God because the Spirit of God wants us to pay particular attention to the words that follow, the word behold. And the Spirit of God has recorded in this word, behold. Take note of the fact that there cometh to the Lord Jesus, one of the rulers of the synagogue. A ruler of the synagogue came to the Lord Jesus. Now let's remember this, that the Lord Jesus has just received a man whose life up until that moment had been ruined by Satan. A man possessed of a legion of devils. But listen, Jesus Christ received him. Didn't matter if it a legion of devils or not, Christ still received him. And he was about to receive a dear woman whose body was racked by sickness. A woman who had been to every physician in the land, and not one of those physicians could help her, but Jesus received her. Now once again, he receives one of the rulers of the synagogue. Christ receiveth all comers. That's a wonderful lesson to learn. Oh, that sinners would learn that lesson. Oh, that sinners would realize that Jesus Christ would receive them if but they would come to Him. For in the Gospels, do we not read that He received the lepers and the lame? He received the broken and the blind. He received the diseased and the dying. Not one of them did He turn away. Not one. Dear hearer tonight, we have not already learned this lesson, then let us learn it this evening. The Lord Jesus receiveth sinful men. Here's a word of encouragement for sinners. Here's a word of encouragement for believers. Christ will receive us when we come to Him with our burdens and our problems and our cares and our worries. You need never fear. The Lord will not turn you away. And He'll not turn a deaf ear to your cry. Hasn't He said? Hasn't He already said, "Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." That's a word for sinners and saints alike. Come unto Me, and I will give you rest. So Jairus learned immediately that the Lord Jesus receiveth all comers. He learned something else. He learned that not only would the Lord receive him, but he learned about the readiness of the Lord to hear him. Jairus learned that the Lord Jesus was ready to listen to us. Remember this, the Lord Jesus was on a very busy schedule. Especially in the Gospel of Mark, we read about the Lord's work. He's the servant in toil, going from one place to another. And yet, Jairus learned that the Lord was never too busy to hear what Jairus had to say. Look at verse 21. When Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. Look at verse 24. Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged. The emphasis here is placed upon much people. Much people thronged him. Much people followed him. Much people awaited him. Yet, he had time for Jairus. The Lord Jesus always has time for those who call upon His name. He's so approachable. Doesn't matter where we are, what we're doing, whatever our circumstances, whatever our situation, we've only to lift our heart to the Lord. He will hear. He will hear our prayer. As we've already said, next week, or this incoming week, the head of the Roman Catholic Church is going to visit Toronto. And we have been told about the security and about the thousands and thousands of security men that will surround them. Let some poor individual, some poor follower, try to approach the head of their church, he'll be turned away. Dear child of God, we look to the head, the one head, the only head of the church, Jesus Christ, He who will never turn away one of His followers. Never. There is always on the part of Christ that readiness to receive His people. What has He said? Hasn't He said, call upon Me in your day of trouble, and I will answer thee, and thou shalt glorify Me? Mark the words. Call upon Me in your day of trouble, and I will answer thee. Have you ever made a phone call to your doctor? Or you've been so ill that your wife or husband has made the phone call for you to make an appointment to see the doctor. You're ill. You need some help. You need some medication. And the receptionist says the doctor's not available for another 3 days. Well, that's not much good to you now. You need to see the doctor in your day of trouble. 3 days you could be dead. You need the doctor now. The Lord Jesus is the great physician. How glad we are that when we need to speak with the Lord and we need to see the Lord, how glad we are that the Word doesn't come back to us, you need to wait 3 days. No, He says, call upon Me in your day of trouble, and I will answer thee. Jairus came to the Lord Jesus in his day of trouble. The Lord Jesus came to his aid. My Jairus could testify, and I have no doubt he did later on, to testify, when I went to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He received me immediately. Believer, every one of us can testify to the same thing. We've gone to the Lord in our day of trouble, and He's received us. You have the person of Jairus, then you have the posture of Jairus. What do we learn from this? Verse 22, and behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Jairus learned that Jesus of Nazareth is one who is to be worshipped by all who come to Him. When he saw him, we're told he fell at his feet. He worshipped him. He fell down as his humble subject at the feet of the great sovereign. Fell down at the feet of Christ and worshipped him. You look at the Gospels. Note the number of times that people came to Christ and they immediately fell at His feet and worshipped Him. If you were to read through Matthew's Gospel, you would find reference 9 times, 9 occasions. When individuals or people came and fell at the feet of Christ and worshipped Him. 9 times in Matthew, once in Mark, once in Luke, once in John. Why does Matthew record that 9 times or 9 references in Matthew to the Lord Jesus being worshipped by those who came to Him. Well, let's consider the first reference in the Gospel. It's in Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. The wise men came. They saw the Lord's star in the east. What did they say? They said, "Where is He that is born King of the Jews? For we have come to worship Him." And when they saw Him, they fell at His feet and worshipped Him. They worshipped Jesus Christ as King. Matthew is the evangelist that presents Jesus Christ as the sovereign upon the throne. Mark is the evangelist that presents Jesus Christ as the servant in toil. Luke is the evangelist that presents Jesus Christ as the Savior upon the tree. John is the evangelist that presents Jesus Christ as the Son risen in triumph. And so, it need come to us as no surprise at all that in Matthew, we have the 9 references to Christ being worshipped because Matthew presents Christ as the King. And when Jairus came to the Lord Jesus that day and he fell at His feet, he came before Him to worship Him. Not merely as Jesus of Nazareth, not merely as the stranger of Galilee, but he fell at His feet and acknowledged Jesus Christ as King. King of kings and Lord of lords. That's what Jairus learned about Christ that day. He learned that Jesus Christ was King. Dearly beloved, tonight when we come before the Lord, let us ever recognize, let us ever realize, let us ever be conscious of the fact that we're coming into the presence of the King. May we always behave and conduct ourselves accordingly. He's King. And in heart, and in spirit, and in mind, may we cast ourselves at His feet. May we learn more, as Jairus learned. May we learn more about how we ought to worship Christ. He's King of kings and He's Lord of lords. If He's King, and He is, then we must not worship Him as a mere man. Yes, He's man, but He's also God. Let us worship Him as God. And we notice something else. We notice the prayer of Jairus. What did Jairus learn about the Lord Jesus from this prayer? Verse 23, and he besought Him greatly. So Jairus was in deadly earnest. Jairus wasn't saying his prayers. Jairus was praying. Besought Him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed and she shall live." I like that prayer of Jairus. It could have gone a little further, but it perhaps went further than most. Jairus believed the Lord Jesus could heal his daughter. Jairus believed that all the Lord had to do was come and put His hand on His daughter and she would be healed. He could have gone a little further and said, "Lord, speak the word and she'll be healed." But let's not despise the little faith that He demonstrated, because Jairus' faith was rewarded. Dear child of God, whenever we pray, and whatever faith we exhibit and demonstrate and have when we pray, God will reward that faith. He said it's only to be as the grain of mustard seed. And they are rewarded by removing mountains. That's all we need. A little faith in God, and Christ will reward that faith. We read in the Gospels of three women who came to the Lord Jesus on different occasions with an alabaster box of ointment, and they came to the feet of Christ and they broke the alabaster box and they poured the ointment on the Lord. The alabaster box of Jairus was his heart. And out of a broken heart, poured out his prayers into the ears of Christ. That's what Jairus learned. I want you to notice something. I want you to notice that Jairus did all the talking. We read, "My little days besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Not a word from the lips of the Lord. The silence of Christ. That's an interesting study, just the silence of the Lord. What does this tell us? When Jairus poured out his heart to the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus stood there, not saying a word, Jairus learned that Jesus Christ was a good listener. A good listener. My, whenever you're in trouble, that's maybe what you need more than anything else. Someone who's a good listener. Just to listen to your troubles. Just to listen to what is upon your heart. Someone came to me in this past week and told me about what was upon their heart. And afterwards, the individual said that they felt much better. Been able just to say something and pour out their hearts. For a burden shared is half a burden. Jairus discovered that the Lord Jesus was a good listener. It's good to have the Lord, isn't it? Isn't it good to have such a Savior, one who's a good listener? We have proven that, and we have learned that. We have learned it again and again and again. When we've gone to the throne of grace with our needs and our burdens and our problems, we've discovered the Lord is a good listener. We've poured out our hearts to Him. All he has done was listen, and that's enough. That's good enough for the moment. You remember when the Queen of Sheba went to Solomon? There in 1 Kings chapter 10, we read that the Queen of Sheba communed with him of all that was in her heart. We do not read that Solomon interrupted her. Solomon waited until she was finished. And she had communed with him. She had told him everything that was on her heart. It was then Solomon spoke. Solomon also was a good listener, but listen tonight. a greater than Solomon is here. The Lord Jesus Christ is a good listener. Jairus learned that about Christ. Have we learned that about Christ? Have we gone to Him in our time of need and poured out our hearts to Him and risen to our knees? Peace of God ruling and reigning in our hearts, knowing that we've just simply told the Lord. All your anxieties, all your cares, bring to the mercy seat, leave it there. Never a burden He cannot bear. He also learned about the affection of Christ. For Jairus soon discovered something of the love and affection and compassion that the Lord Jesus Christ had. He hadn't come to one who was cold-hearted or indifferent. Rather, he had come to one who, as we already learned, who received him, readily listened to him, came to an affectionate Savior. Couldn't have a better friend than that. Because no sooner had the prayer of Jairus ended, we have those wonderful words in verse 24, and Jesus went with him. And Jesus went with him. Here, for me, are words in this passage that just stand out. Jesus went with him. This broken-hearted father, who at home had a dying child, and what he needed most of all at that hour of need was somebody to go with him. And Jesus went with him. Here you have his companion. I have no doubt but at that moment in time, even though there was a multitude of people swarming around the Savior, I have no doubt Jairus felt himself to be the loneliest man on the face of the earth. Because he had a daughter whom he loved, a daughter who was dying. He looked all around and there was no one else to help. He felt, I'm sure, the loneliest man on the face of the earth. But when he came to the Lord Jesus, poured out his heart to Christ, we read, and Jesus went with him. In that moment, he discovered a friend, a companion. He discovered, first of all, a singular friend in Christ. Look again at the words of verse 24. For there we read, and Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, thronged him. Notice how the Spirit of God has recorded it. Much people followed him. Much people thronged him. But only one person went with Jairus. That one person was Christ. a multitude of people there, but a multitude of people didn't go with Jairus. One person went with Jairus. And that one person was the Lord Jesus. That is the one great lesson, or one of the great lessons Jairus learned that day about the Lord Jesus. That in his deepest, greatest, loneliest hour, he discovered in that instant one who would go with him. He found a friend in Jesus. He found a companion in Christ. Dear believer, I am sure I can speak for you tonight when I say that from the day we got saved, we found in Jesus Christ a companion, a friend who sticketh closer than a brother, a friend who loveth at all times. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. The prophet spoke about the friendship of Christ when he recorded the words of the Lord. Isaiah 41 verse 10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." My, those words could easily have been spoken by the Lord Jesus to Jairus that day as he went with Jairus, as he made his way to that house. The Lord could easily have said to Jairus, "Jairus, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." How often does those words come to us in our time of trouble? How often have we heard those words? I am with thee. We have in Jesus Christ a singular friend. Yes, and when other friends forsake us and leave us, Christ will remain our friend. Turn please to Psalm 27. And there in Psalm 27 we read of how the psalmist proved the friendship of Christ. In Psalm 27 we read, there in verse 9, "Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation." Verse 10, "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." David says, "Even if my own kith and kin were to forsake me, the Lord will take me up. The Lord will uphold me with His right hand." His right hand of righteousness. Bless His name. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord will never forsake us. He's that singular friend who will never leave us. He's a steadfast friend. Consider this. This is what no doubt Jairus considered. This is what Jairus learned. That the day the Lord Jesus became his companion, the Lord Jesus became his friend, he learned that same Christ would go with him all the way. Because where did the Lord Jesus go with Jairus? Where did he go to with Jairus? Well, we are told, verse 40, and they laughed him to scorn, but when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. He went with Jairus to the very point of death. He went with Jairus to the point of death. Because he went with Jairus and his wife into the room and to the bed and to the very spot where Jairus' daughter lay a still, cold corpse. Christ went with Jairus to the house of death, to the very point of death. That's the friend we have today. That's the companion we can recommend to one and all. The one who will go with us even unto death. When the death angel comes for us, the death dew is upon our brow, and the death rattle is up in our throat. Friends gather around us. There'll be none nearer to us than Jesus Christ. When we take our flight, we'll leave this old tabernacle behind, and we'll leave this old world behind. The first to greet us on the other side will be that same friend, that same companion that we met so many years ago. He's the steadfast friend. Has he not told us, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. I will be with thee. Even unto the end of the world, unto the end of the age. And when your world ends, I'll still be with you. Bless his name. For you see, as Paul said, nothing shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. You have the comfort of Christ. That's what he learned. He learned something about comfort of the Lord Jesus. Just to have the Lord with us in our times of trial is a great comfort. Look at verse 36. The servants from Jairus' house have come and told Jairus that the daughter is dead. They have said, why troublest thou the master any further? Look at verse 36. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Note how verse 36 begins. As soon as Jesus heard the word. As soon. The moment the Lord Jesus heard the word about the death of Jairus' daughter, he said to Jairus, be not afraid. Only believe. No sooner had the bad news been delivered than Jairus heard the good news. The Lord Jesus countered the bad news with the good news. The good news, be not afraid. Only believe. Just five words. You know something? These are the only words the Lord spoke to Jairus. You don't read of the Lord addressing Jairus or saying anything to Jairus before or after. Five words. That's all he spoke. Five gracious words. Jairus learned something more about Christ that day. He learned that the Lord Jesus, the Lord God, had given him the tongue of the learned, that he should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary, Isaiah 50:4. That's what he learned. He learned that the Lord had the right word for him. We have learned that too, have we not? We've learned that the Lord Jesus always has the right word for him. As soon as we receive the bad news, the Lord has the good news for us. And his word comes to us as apples of gold and pictures of silver. You have there, Jairus learned something about the conquering Christ. For we read in verse 40 that he went with Jairus, and as he was about to enter the house, all those who were there weeping and wailing, and as we pointed out before, their sorrow didn't go very deep. One moment, one verse, you read about them weeping and wailing, and the next verse, you read about them laughing. You don't want friends like you want people, you want a friend like Christ who's consistent. And here we read in verse 40, when the Lord said, the damsel is not dead but sleepeth, and they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, we're told that there was, in verse 38, there was a tumult in Jairus' house. There was a tumult. Bless God, when Christ came to the house, he took care of the tumult. He put them all out. The Lord always puts out the mockers. The Lord never tolerates mockers. In the beginning of his ministry, he went into the temple and he purged the temple. He cast out the mockers. At the end of the ministry, he went into the temple again and purged it again. Said, this is my Father's house. How dare you mock my Father's house? Put them all out again. Here he is, putting the mockers out. He's a mighty conqueror. Dear child of God, whenever we have a tumult in our home, look to Christ. He's a mighty conqueror. He'll deal with the tumult. He'll deal with the trouble. He'll deal with the trial. He'll deal with the tears. That's what Jairus learned. He learned that Christ is the great conqueror. When peace reigned in the home, Jairus learned something else. He learned about the ability of Christ. The longer Jairus is with the Lord Jesus, the more he learns about him. He learns about the Lord Jesus, and he learns that Christ is his hope. The messengers of woe came with the sad news that Jairus' daughter was already dead. It was evident that they thought there was no hope. Now what they said? They said, thy daughter is dead. Verse 35, why troublest thou the master any further? There's no hope. What did Jairus learn? Jairus learned that day, whenever you have Jesus Christ as your friend and Jesus Christ as your companion, there's always hope. There's always hope. Jairus learned that day that his hope was in Christ. Paul told Timothy, as he wrote to Timothy, he greeted him in the name of God the Father and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. I tell you, when you have Christ as your friend and companion, you have Christ as your hope. There's no situation beyond His control. There's no problem that He cannot solve. There's no need that He cannot meet. There's always hope when we have Jesus Christ. And His help didn't lie in Peter, James, and John. His help lay in Christ. I to the hills will lift mine eyes. We shall look to those hills from whence cometh our aid. Our help is in the Lord, who heaven and earth has made. He learned that Christ was his hope, that Christ was his help, and he learned about the humility of Christ. For we are told in verse 43, when the Lord had put forth his power, raised Jairus' daughter from the dead, verse 43, and he charged them straightly that no man should know it. He learned about the humility of Christ. And the more we get to know the Lord, the more we learn about His humility, His humbleness. That's why we love Him so. Because He will receive and accept and is ready to listen to humble creatures such as you and I. Isn't it good the Lord isn't high and lofty? But He hasn't time for us. Thank God He has time. And He is our hope. And He is our help. Oh, that we might learn more about Him. Even as Jairus learned many lessons about the Lord. Let's bow in prayer. Most gracious Father and eternal God, how we thank Thee for all that we have learned about the Lord since that day we first met Him at the foot of Calvary's cross. We thank Thee, Lord, for all that we have learned about our companion, our friend, the one who sticketh closer than a brother. We've learned about His steadfastness, His faithfulness, and how true He is. We've learned about His readiness to hear us when we cry. Oh Lord, we've learned that He is able to wipe away the tears from our eyes. We've learned so much about Him over the years, and yet there's so much more we need to learn. Oh Lord, teach us, we pray. Lord, grant that Thy Word tonight will be written upon our hearts. We will not soon forget the Word. Gracious Lord, we pray Thou wouldst scatter the fowls of the air because they'll come to steal away the seed of the Word. Lord, answer prayer. Keep us near the Savior. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and until the day breaks. Shadows all flee away. Amen.